This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament will take up the motion of thanks on the President's address today. Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbanand Sonowal will move the motion in the Lok Sabha, and his fellow party MP Tejaswi Surya will second the motion. In the Rajya Sabha, BJP MP C. Sadanandan Master will move the motion, and his fellow party MP Medhaveshram Kulkarni will second the motion. Meanwhile, in the Lok Sabha today, replying to supplementaries, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said over 7 lakh girl students are currently enrolled in Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalayas across the country. Of them, more than 2 lakh girls are from scheduled castes, 1,77,000 from scheduled tribes, and 2,64,000 are from other backward classes. The minister also informed that the gross enrollment ratio of girls in schools has also increased, which is a good sign. The U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, has welcomed the Union Budget 2026-27, describing it as a progressive and comprehensive roadmap that strengthens India's competitiveness, boosts investment, and enhances ease of doing business. In a statement, USISPF said the budget's strong focus on trade facilitation, customs modernization, tariff rationalization, banking sector reforms, and strategic sectoral support aligns closely with industry priorities and reinforces India's position as an attractive global investment destination. State Bank of India Chairman Challa Srinivasulu Shetty has said the Union Budget is a significant step towards making India a global hub for innovation and advanced manufacturing with global competitiveness. Mr. Shetty said this year's budget maintains policy continuity, tax predictability, while attempting a fine balance between rural and urban, legacy and sunrise sectors. The SBI chairman noted that the focus will now be on high-value products such as sandalwood, cashews and fisheries. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 6-day visit to Odisha and Chhattisgarh from today. She is scheduled to arrive at Bhubaneswar this evening. Our Bhubaneswar correspondent has more on this.
President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to undertake a series of religious, academic and developmental engagements in Odisha over the next few days. Tomorrow, the President will offer prayers at the Mahabiraja Temple in Jajpur and perform rituals at Navi Gaya. She will attend the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University in Baleswar as the chief guest. In the evening, President Murmu will proceed to Puri for darshan at the Sri Jagannath Temple. On Wednesday, the President will visit her home district Mayurbhanj. On Thursday, President Murmu will attend a special program at the Rairangpur Jagannath Temple and visit Simlipal National Park. On the 6th of this month, she will attend the Black Swan Summit India. The President is scheduled to leave for Chhattisgarh on the 7th of this month. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on a 3-day visit to the United States today. He will participate in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting convened by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said, the ministerial meeting will focus on supply chain resilience, clean energy transitions and strategic cooperation in critical minerals. Dr. Jayashankar will also hold meetings with senior members of the U.S. administration during the visit. Several parts of the national capital woke up to dense fog this morning. The IMD has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and West Uttar Pradesh. Thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds are predicted in West Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad till tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading in the positive zone during forenoon trade today. The Sensex added 275 points to 80,998, while the Nifty rose 43 points to 24,868 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, services, oil and gas and energy were rising the most, while telecommunication, PSU banks and healthcare were major laggards. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championships 2026 will begin at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi today. The event will bring together elite athletes from across Asia for 2 weeks of exciting competition. And with that, we end this news bulletin.